Is egg omelet.
Yes. Like the type that my nana used to make, sure. You know, in the Pukenoos when you go out there. So like eggs, a lot of what I actually eat is rooted in nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But when I was thinking about this, like the best way to cook an egg, I came to poached and I don't see any advantages in any other eggs that have over poached.
I think poached is an absolutely amazing way to make an egg. I do think it's a little bit intimidating for some people.
Mm.
I actually had a mass text with people, copy and paste it, and it was how to poach an egg because I was asked so many times by so many different people that I literally had a note in my phone that was how to poach an egg. And I would break it down. I would talk about making a vortex. I would talk about the vinegar. I would talk about the salt and all of the things that go into making a proper poached egg. And I'd be like, send me a video. So I had a collection of people making poached eggs and showing me their yolk porn.
You have a whole like folder in your phone.
I did on my old phone.
Of friends making poached eggs.
Yeah, because they would always ask me because they're like, I want to learn how to make poached eggs. And I said, here's how you do it. It's much easier than you think. Don't be intimidated. Go for it. I do think there's something simple about just throwing an egg in a hot skillet.
It's true.
And it's low touch.
Ease and accessibility.
I'm a big fan of ease and accessibility, even though I love fancy stuff like what's the egg in the glass jar?
The eggs, that's cocotte,
is
right?
Is that cocotte?
Isn't that cocotte? In the little glass jar?
Yeah, that has like a little bit of, a lot of people like egg slut do like a little potato puree on the bottom
Yeah. That's a sexy way to eat an egg.
That's a very sexy way to eat an egg, but I'm not talking, it doesn't always need to, food doesn't always have to be sexist. Food doesn't always have to be sexy. Sometimes food is just for sustenance, and we know that as
it's
chefs.
True.
Yeah.
And that's a big, I mean, so like 80% of our meals in the kitchen. So to break down how we eat in the kitchen, you know, sometimes we'll get food catered and we'll all enjoy like a nice salad, but mm-hmm. a majority of the time it's rooting through our fridge to find leftovers that we can just like snack on throughout the day as we do our work. And 90% of that food is just, you know, the 5 dozen eggs we have in our fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so the amount of eggs that we all eat in the kitchen, it's, I mean, absurd. And I'm trying to think of how we all cook our eggs.
I eat at least 4 eggs a week.
Do I eat like 4 eggs a day?
You eat a lot of eggs, but that's because you have I didn't say you're massive because you're not massive, but you contain a lot of mass.
Like statistically, I'm like on the larger side of humans.
Yeah, and like you need that, and you work out so much, so like you need that like stuff. I'm just eating eggs. I'm just eating eggs. Eating eggs. My dad also is like the biggest like egg chef ever. Like
he
is passionate about breakfast. My dad is the best breakfast maker of all time. His hash browns are always brown and crispy.
Mm.
His eggs are always perfectly cooked. Literally, he's the egg man in my house.
There ain't nothing like a dad cooked egg.
A dad cooked egg is the best cooked egg.
That's the best. And not to, you know, parent single mother families, you can have dad cooked eggs too.
Of course you can.
A mom can cook a dad cooked egg.
Of course.
A child can cook a dad cooked egg too.
Of course.
You just gotta, it's like the dad pancake where it's like a little burnt, but you like it.
Yeah.
It's a little burnt, it's a little doughy.
My dad's scrambled eggs is just beautiful because a lot of the times in Persian culture, we put a little bit of turmeric in our eggs.
Mm-mm-mm.
And a lot of the times we put sliced tomatoes in our eggs and we cook the tomatoes in the turmeric oil and then crack some scrambled eggs on it. It's really, really good. But yeah, dad cooked eggs are really special.
The strongest memory I have of dad cooked eggs, mm-hmm. like my dad did not know how to cook, but he would like try with certain things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think he was a short order cook like in college at some random diner.
Oh, no
you
way.
Know?
Okay.
Yeah. And he would talk about how they at this diner, they used to, they sold muffins that got, you know, pre-made in a bakery and they would ship them to this diner. And then the way they would serve them is they would cut them in half and then just griddle them in a ton of clarified butter. I know, how good does that sound?
Oh, clarified butter and a muffin. Oh my God, gorgeous.
The sugar starts coming. But anyways, the dad cooked eggs. What we would do is every weekend we would, you know, just take whatever leftovers were in our fridge mm-hmm. and we would chop it up and put it into